Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our weekly look at the latest TV and film. We're joined in studio today by radio producer and broadcaster Owen Sweeney and writer and podcaster Esther O'Moore Donoghue. Welcome, guys, and we keep this moving now because there's a lot of good stuff we want to tell people about. Owen, we've heard all the culture war chatter. Uh-huh. We'll skip that. You've seen the new live action Snow White. And what's your verdict?
I've lived to tell the tale. It's grand. Do you know what? 8 year olds will love it. It's fine. And do you know why 8 year olds love it? Because that's who it's targeted at.
So we can all calm down.
We can all calm down. Do you know what I mean? And actually, I'll leave with the most perceptive comment in a second. But it's a bit of a jumble. You know, you have your live action. It is a live action remake of Disney's very first, 1937, I think it was, very first animated feature, which I have to say was a lot darker than this. There's a lot, you remember that as a kid, there was a lot of creepy bits in it. In terms of kind of the poison apple and when the wicked witch, the stepmother, ooh, evil stepparents, transforms herself into the witch and, you know, dupes Snow White and blah, blah, blah. This is much brighter. It's much sunnier. The CGI, yes, you do have your seven dwarfs there, CGI, and they're a little kind of unhappy or happy, you know, that kind of quirky, slightly hyper-real facial expressions. Dopey, who's the key one, it seems, looks like, this is one for your younger listeners, I'm kidding, Alfred E. Newman. Do you remember Mad Magazine, the cover face of that?
Yeah.
So it's kind of distracting. But when the deer and the rabbits turn up, every child will stand up off the seat because they're absolutely adorable and that's what they're there for. Okay. It's fine.
So Disney movie functions perfectly well as children's
and
film.
The last thing I will say about it is when you see the seven dwarves hurtling into the cave to do their mining work and hi-ho, off to work they go. My 8-year-old niece leaned over to me and said, yep, that's the big ride in Disney World. And that's basically what Disney movies are. Okay. Brand reinforcement.
Okay, of course. Esther, tell me about this documentary, Two Strangers Trying Not to Kill Each Other. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it was really interesting. This is out the 21st of March, and I don't know how wide the release is, so I would encourage everyone to go and see it. It was very interesting. It's a marriage between Maggie Barrett and Jill Meyerowitz. Maggie was 75 when they were making this, and Jill was 84. They've been together since 1990. You learn early on that Maggie was married three times before she met Joel. Fair play to her. They had full lives. She had a family, and then they got together in 1990, and it's just about, you know, they're two creative people in a relationship. He's kind of come to more prominence. He's world known. She's a writer. She didn't come to get the same recognition. And they're both, and so there's that kind of dance between them. They're in Q4 of their lives, shall we say. They're kind of facing things, you know, head on. And it's just the battle between those two, the two careers they had and their two personalities. They're both incredibly compelling to watch. They're both very passionate. They're both very, very engaged in life. They're both still making work. But, you know, Maggie's frustrated, and one scene, it all comes out, like the decades of resentment. And Maggie's not afraid.
Okay, high-end dirty laundry washing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And yeah, you definitely go see it. So yeah, it's very enjoyable.
Two Strangers Try Not to Kill Each Other. That's selected cinemas nationwide and it's out
21st of March. Yeah,
so it's out now.
Correct.
Owen, briefly, The Alto Knights out now in cinema. Not one, but two Robert De Niro's.
Yes. Yeah, you have to question why. That's the real thing. Basically, it's a real story. The actual real characters, Frank Costello, I have to pronounce it that way, and Vito Genovese were two Italian-American gangsters. They grew up together. They came up off the streets. One goes away and leaves his kingdom to the other. World War II happens, takes forever to come back to America, comes back to America, wants to get into drugs. They both have different viewpoints. One tries to kill the other. We've heard it 1,000 times.
Okay, but it's, for most people who like Robert De Niro in a gangster flick,
when he's playing Genovese, he's the hot-headed one who wants to get into drugs. He's basically channeling Joe Pesci, you imagine, from Goodfellas. When he's playing Frank Costello, who's the real character, who we see almost get assassinated at the start of the film, he's doing that kind of furrowed brow De Niro that we all try and do impressions of. Are they two sides of the same coin? Why did Barry Levinson, the great Baltimore film director, cast two Robert De Niro's? I don't know. Fair play to Deborah Messing, who plays Costello's wife, and indeed Catherine Narducci, who you'll know from Sopranos. We're in a post-Sopranos world. This is all stuff we've seen before. And the key point, I think, about this is when the actual Frank Costello died, his life story writes, languished in development hell for about 50 years. He went on to influence, and in his life he had influenced Mario Puzo and The Godfather, basically everything we've seen in gangster movies. So it's kind of coming, this is the original source material in lots of ways, but 50 years after the fact.
Okay, so if you like this kind of thing, which we all do.
Completely adequate. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's fine.
Perfect. The Outdoor Nights out now in cinemas. Maybe wait for streaming. Yeah. Okay, Esther, a bit of TV. This City of Ours is a new crime drama with Sean Bean starting on BBC One tonight at 9 p.m. So is that people's Sunday night viewing sorted now for? There's a face. Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. It's a slow burn. So yeah, it's a new cop show set in Liverpool, centres on the Phelan family who've made their fortune selling drugs. Sean Bean plays Ronnie Phelan, head of the crime gang. James Nelson Joyce plays Michael Kavanagh, a longtime associate of the group. Ronnie's son Jamie decides he wants to inherit the kingdom, and there's no longer a place for Michael at the table. So a battle ensues. At the same time, Michael's fallen in love with Diana, so he's kind of maybe thinking about taking his life in a different path or trying for a baby. And it's all, happening. It's all kicking off. Saoirse Monica Jackson, who was in Derry Girls, is also in the show too. And yeah, it was kind of all, I watched the first couple episodes. Everything's been set up, but I think people will enjoy it if they're into this type of thing. So yeah, okay. I think it's worth watching. Yeah.
This City is Ours, BBC One tonight, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. On The Residence on Netflix is getting a lot of push. It's kind of your beloved cozy crime, but set in the White House.
Set in the White House, and it's a cliche to say the building is a character, but guess what? The building is a character. They make the most of the geography of it. We see it in Profile. We have wonderful tracking shots as they hurtle through each room. If you're into that sort of thing, it's exactly
if the
it.
The building is the main character.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like the It's Only Murders in the Building vibes as well. It is cozy, but it's well made. It's pacey. And that, if you
it's frothy and fluffy, yeah.
Adequate is the word for the day, is it?
I think so, yeah. Does it deserve 8 episodes, Esther, is the question I wait to be answered.
Everything deserves about half the episode.
Exactly right.
Okay.
That's The Residence on Netflix. It'll tittle at you.
Yeah, everyone's going to end up watching it kind of against their will and just going, that was grand.
And Kylie's in episode one for Kylie
that's
fans.
That's it, yeah, Kylie's in episode one, so that's worth watching, yeah.
Esther, The Studio is the new Seth Rogen show on Apple TV Plus from Wednesday. So his last show for Apple TV, Platonic, was really good, I thought. I think he's having a kind of a third wind or whatever. Is this good?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. So it's a comedy series co-created by Seth Rogen and has an incredible cast. Got Catherine O'Hara, Chase Wee Wonders, Catherine Han. So his character, he plays Rennick. He's come to the top of a movie studio. Now he's now in charge. He wants to make art, but also he wants to make blockbusters. So there's a kind of conflict between those two. It's really well made. It looks great. You know, as with all kind of a lot of Apple shows, they look great. They look crisp, clean, the costumes are great. It's really pacey. I watched 2 episodes. The second episode is brilliant. He's like kind of arrives on sets trying to intervene, help the director. He's ruining a shot. It's just a comedy of errors. It's really well played. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. So I would absolutely recommend that.
There was
a
show, The Franchise, there last year, Amanda Nucci, which was quite good, which is kind of sounds similar. But anyway, okay, that is The Studio.
Sorry, Martin Scorsese makes a guest appearance in this as well.
So oh, great. Okay.
How many Robert De Niro's are in it?
From Wednesday on Apple TV, The Studio. Owen, I'll give you less than a minute to explain The Wheel of Time, which is back for its third season on Prime. Like, can you explain it to people? Or
can I have the 30 seconds you gave the panel to explain the JFK data? Jeepers. The Wheel of Time, Robert Jordan's fantasy books. Basically, Brendan, if you've ever sat down to watch the third series of something you started watching 3 years ago and thought, well, now I know what's going on, I don't need to rewatch anything, and 10 minutes into the first episode of series 3, you're going, what is going on? It started off with Rosamund Pike. It's a high fantasy stuff. Amazon threw loads of money at it, principally, I think, into Rosamund Pike's retirement fund. The characters have kind of, there's 5 young people she encounters. She has this magic gift. Magic exists in the world, but only women can channel it. Unless you're a man, every so often one comes along once a generation or something, and then they go insane with the power.
Is it worth starting from the beginning?
Do you know what? I think what's interesting is it's found its target market because the 5 young people are now the core and the focus of everything as opposed to the grown-ups. And I think, basically, if you know a teenager going into the tunnel of leaving cert studies, this is probably the antidote to that stress. It's passable stuff. If you're into that sort of world, you'll
know
yourself.
Passable, adequate. We aim to bring you all the best recommendations here. Esther, Survival of the Thickest on Netflix. This is season two of it. Have I been missing out on something here?
Yeah, I think it's it's really enjoyable, Michelle Buteau.
Thank God,
Buteau.
It's adequate.
It's comfortably numb. It's adequate. Yeah, no, it's really well written. It's based on Buteau's book of essays of the same name. She plays a character, Mavis. She's a stylist. She's blown up her life. Her partner cheats on her. In this series, she's trying to develop her own fashion line with the help of her best friends. There's a great cast. If you're into Drag Race, you'll spot Peppermint. There is Anderson .Paak as a guest star, Monet Exchange, Sandra Bernhardt's a guest star as well, Garcelle Beauvais from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, if you're a Real Housewives fan, which you probably are not.
Okay, so this
but
is
yeah,
like,
it's good. It's a great cast.
Okay,
it's so funny.
Survival of the Thickest on Netflix. And Owen, I know you want to give a special mention to Réalty na Gaeltachta on RT1 and the RTE Player. I know you were compromised on it, but at the same time, you wanted to tell people it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Okay. Bern McGinty is a fantastic director, and we have a great cast. Episode 4 is on at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, but the other episodes are on the Player.
Brilliant. Owen Sweeney and Esther O'Moore Donoghue, thank you for that race through the adequate. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.